China and carbon emissions. I'm Randy Simon, and this is Earthwise, a look at our changing environment. China has been the biggest source of greenhouse emissions for nearly 20 years. Its emissions surpassed those of the United States in 2006, and its fraction of the world's emissions is now nearly a third. Therefore, unless China's emissions stop growing, the world's emissions won't either. Recent data from China's government and by energy analysts provide some reasons for optimism. What is happening is that how China produces its electricity is changing. Renewable sources are gradually replacing coal. Last year alone, China installed more solar panels than the United States has in its entire history. Nearly two-thirds of utility-scale wind and solar plants under construction are in China. According to a report from Global Energy Monitor, China is developing more than eight times the wind and solar capacity currently being planned for the U.S. Despite all this progress, China still generates 53% of its electricity from coal. While this is the lowest share reported since its government began publishing energy data decades ago, it is still a major source of carbon emissions. China is responsible for two-thirds of the world's newly operating coal plants and still plans to build many more. China accounts for about 60% of the world's coal use. China is investing heavily in pumped storage hydropower along with its massive efforts in solar and wind power. But if it is to meet existing and proposed new commitments to reduce emissions, it will need to be much more aggressive in reducing its dependence on coal. Current predictions are that China's emissions may soon no longer be increasing, but what is needed is for them to start dropping, and the sooner the better. Earthwise is a production of WAMC. Find us on social media at WAMC Radio and listen anytime at WAMCpodcasts.org.